My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yesterday was one of those games where it's a kick in the groin if you're a Met fan. You've got everything. Like, there were signs yesterday that it was the Met day to win. You had the play by Lindor on the stolen base, mm-hmm. where I think it was, I forget who it was, he overslides the bag.
It's you all had fired
the,
up.
You had the, yes, because at that point, like, things couldn't have been going better for them. You got the play by Iglesias, who's going to cover on the stolen base. Ball gets it a little to his left, dives, catches it, has the wherewithal to tag the base with his foot. You had Quintana, while not striking anybody out,
it's amazing
out
to
after
me.
Out.
Shutout ball, 6 1/3.
Well, you know what it goes?
Single strikeout. In today's game, you don't see it.
You don't see it. Well, you also don't see a guy that's not throwing 100 either in today's game. I mean, that's another thing that, you like the one guy that came in for the Rockies yesterday, he comes in, he's throwing 100 miles an hour, and you're thinking, God, another one of these fireballs.
We're at Yankees Guardians last week. They brought in the submarine pitcher was throwing, like, above 95. I'm like, those guys were always coming in because they couldn't throw hard. What are we doing here?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So you had, to me, all the makings of a Met win. Now, if you want to point out to bases loaded with Lindor up in the fourth or fifth inning, whatever that was, and he strikes out where they could have broken the game open, fair enough. I won't argue with that.
Hard to knock it after what he did the day prior.
So I can't. You know, that was like, man, could he get a grand slam in back-to-back days? You never know. Even a base hit would have broken that game open a little bit. But I'm not going to kill Lindor for that, although it was a spot where they could have probably won the game. Then what happens, and this comes back to my argument about starting pitchers, the 100-pitch number, and their value to a game. If you're a starting pitcher and you can't get it to the closer, all right, and now you're bringing in relief pitchers. Jose Quintana yesterday takes a game into the seventh inning, walks away with a 2-0 lead, all is good, and gets nothing to show for
it. And they had their two better relievers rested and ready to go.
You had Buto and Diaz all lined up. So you got this conversation about what are pitchers worth. I don't know the answer to that anymore in this day and age, because it's not 1955 where a guy's going to go out and he's going to throw 9 innings no matter come hell or high water. It's not 1940 where you might have a guy start both ends of a doubleheader, for God's sake, which I know didn't happen a lot, but that did happen. It is just now, you know what? He's at 93 pitches. I don't like this matchup third time. Let's get him out. Why? There was nothing Jose Quintana was doing yesterday that was stressful. He's not throwing 102. He's pitching the contact the entire game. And again, listen, you can make the case. I get it. You can, looking back, if he stays in and he gives up the lead, you kill him because Buto's ready. I get that. This is more a conversation about what is the value of a starting pitcher in this day and age when they don't finish games or can't go 8 innings or we get to 90 to 100 pitches, get him out. That, to me, yesterday, I know the Padres have played well. The Mets had no business losing that game yesterday.
No, they didn't. But it's funny you bring that up about Quintana and just the way we think and the way baseball works now. And baseball purist Evan Roberts, there he was yesterday. Mendy fell in love with lefty-lefty. Quintana's been done for numerous batters. So even the baseball lifer has been conditioned the same way, right?
I guess.
I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you. I listen, that's part of goes back to what we talked about in the open. It is a different game. It's not the one I grew up with, and it's not to say that change is always bad. It's just I would like to see us go back to a baseball where the starters work deeper into the games. I didn't watch the whole broadcast last night, but I saw a clip, I guess, from the Sunday night game. They interviewed Justin Verlander in the middle of the game, and he talked about how, you know, the starting pitcher is being devalued, and they need to get back to more of the way it once mm-hmm. was, and letting these guys work through things instead of relying so much on the analytics, the matchups, and the numbers. But to your question about, well, what is the pitcher worth? I mean, it's still hard to find five guys that can go out right. day in and day out, get enough outs to get it to your bullpen. We know the bullpens are more important than they ever were. But the other side of that is, if you don't have starters, the guys that are consistently getting knocked out in the third or fourth inning or putting you behind the eight ball, eventually that important bullpen is going to wear down, and then you've got nothing working.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.